Right, whatsoever, a worthy opponent. And then who, this is Elohim. Okay, so he's wrestling with him, this man. He said, I won't let you go until you bless me. And he said, well, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And Jacob means supplanter. He asked him, this is his identity. This is what is being wrestled over. Jacob is a supplanter. He's a usurper. He's deceived. He's a deceiver. And he said, your name shall no more called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. All right, let's look at Israel. Israel is commonly the root. He will rule as God. It's a symbolic name of Jacob, which means Jacob needs to inherit this ruler as God or the host, also of his posterity. And it denies that, it implies, excuse me, the power, Sarah, to have power as a prince. He has had his name changed as a prince with God. Because why? He has prevailed. He has prevailed. This is what it says here. And he wrestled with him, and he says, you have wrestled with God, Elohim, and with men, Enosh, a mortal man, and you have prevailed. You have attained. You have overcome. And then Jacob asked him, I tell me what I pray, what is your name? And he said, wherefore is it, do you ask my name? And he blessed him there, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. Peniel. Why Peniel? It means the face of God. It's a place east of Jordan, and it's the name, it means the face of God. And why did he call that place the face of God? Because he saw, Ra'ah, to see literally or figuratively, the Panayim, the face, he saw the face of God, Elohim. He had a, and my life is preserved because God didn't smoke him for his sins. He's a sinful man. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew, which is the shank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. And this points to the Passover lamb. This points to the process, the wrestling with the angel of God, so that his name, deceiver, supplanter, operating in the flesh, Jacob, was changed to prince with God. And how did that happen? Through the blood of the lamb, the Passover lamb, through the blood of Yeshua. The Passover lamb, his name is changed to Israel. His name is changed to Israel. And he becomes then the house of Israel. Now I'm referring back to the Amos 9 scripture, in which it says, I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, because what? A remnant shall be left. A remnant. Let's look at Romans 9, where Paul was referring to this. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant will be saved. And who is this remnant? Let's look back up here again at Amos. And we're just talking about, okay, I will command and I will sift the house. He doesn't utterly destroy the house of Jacob. A remnant's left. He will sift the house of Israel among the nations. And as corn is sifted in sieve, yet not shall the least of the grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners shall die by the sword. Okay, let's look at another scripture a little bit further about this idea of this. Who is this house of Israel? Romans 10:1, my brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Romans 10:20, but Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto those that did not ask after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I've stretched forth my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying people. these people are disobedient because they've had a great revelation of God and been taught and are supposed to be the teachers of the nation. And they've been disobedient to the wrestling of their name change. And they are gainsaying. Romans 11:25, for I would not, brothers, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And so all of Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. When the old lady, sin, who's destroyed, she's self-destructing. Her own self-deception and self-deceiving will destroy her. And how is, and there's this wrestling going on that they that Jacob can see God face to face. And it's the Passover lamb, it's the blood of lamb. And then what does it say in Amos? Amos is sort of our outline for this text, for what we're breaking open. And all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not prevent us. What happened when Jacob wrestled the angel? He said, oh my gosh, I've seen God face to face, and I've lived. I lived. I didn't die. I've seen, and my life is preserved. That's the exact words. Oh, I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And then he was struck in the thigh. It's the blood of the lamb. That's the only thing, that's the only door that cleanses us from sin and allows us to enter into the very presence of God and to see him face to face without perishing and ending up in the destruction of our sins. Therefore, Jacob's sins were taken away before, and his name was changed by wrestling with this angel. This angel who is God face to face. I have seen God face to face. That's the name of the angel. And then it says, in that day, in Amos 9:11, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it in days of old. The tabernacle, the house of David. Now we've gone from the house of Jacob, his name's changed, the house of Israel, and now Israel's going to enter into the house of David. And there's many prophecies about the scepter shall rise out, a star shall rise out of the house of David, his throne shall be established up forever. Let's look at that in Acts 2:29. Now, men and brothers, let me speak freely unto you of the patriarch David, that he's both dead and buried at the time of the Acts of the Apostles, okay, the 12 Jewish disciples of Yeshua. And his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and that knowing that God swore an oath to him, that is to David, okay, that the fruit of his loin, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ, the anointed one, to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, here we go, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and this Jesus Christ, the Holy Trinity, he, the three in one, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said of himself, the Lord, this is what David is saying, the Lord, the God creator, said unto my Lord, sit you at my right hand until I make your foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and the Anointed One, the Mashiach, the Messiah. All right, let's go back to this Amos. Therefore, this is the definition of who's in the house of David. Who's in the house of Israel? They've had a name change. They've seen God face to face. They understand that the one that's sitting on the throne of David and sitting at the right hand is the Messiah, Christ, Jesus, whom the was crucified 2,000 years ago. Okay? And in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen and close up the breaches, the Mishkan, and therefore I'll raise up his ruins and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen who are called upon my name, says the Lord, that does this. Wow. Those Edomites, they're going to be called in. Those from over in Seir, the tents of Kedar, the Edomites, the place that where Mount Seir is over in Jordan, they're going to be called in. And then what's going to happen? Verse 13, behold, the days come, says the Lord. After the Edomites come in, the plowman shall overtake the reaper of grapes that sow seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel. And they shall build the way cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall be no more pulled up out of the land which I have given them, says the Lord God. This is points to the Messianic kingdom, the return of the Messiah, the ruler, that in this year of Jubilee, there are two things that happen. The land is returned to the owner, and the slaves are set free. The land, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that belongs in it. It's all his. He is the landlord of the earth. The earth is the Lord's. And the Orthodox Jews are going to be the last to come in, and they're at the crossroads now, according to my dream. And the youth are coming in, the young Israelis, young Jews, all those that God's calling and have wrestled with God and seen God face to face and came into the house of Israel and the house of David. And the old sin, the sin is self-destructing. It's going to go. They will perish by the sword. It will go. And the slaves are set free. What is slave? They had to worship Pharaoh. They were slaves and had to worship Pharaoh in Egypt. They were in the house of bondage. And they were set free. To what? To worship God freely. To give a free will offering of worship and the sacrifice of their lips. We praise God for Jubilee. Even so, Lord. Maranatha.